back already, man. This is a quick 5-minute conversation with Martin Anderson.
Martin was also another former professional basketball player like Coach Cooper. Martin is, I can't remember where all the flags were, but I'm going to wait until he gets on so he can tell me where he's played. But if you check his IG, you'll see, I think, Italy, you'll see Mexico. Obviously, he played somewhere in the U.S. somewhere, I'm not sure. But the main thing is trying to get my man back on this. And if not, we got 4 minutes, man, so we're going to be quick. It might have been my Wi-Fi, man. It might have been me, for sure, because it's I thought it was not, but it seems like we're having trouble with joining right now. Coach Martin, you there? My man, we did it. We did it.
It was finally, we got it.
Yeah, man. I was hoping I wasn't the cause of the problem with the connectivity. I had a little bit of trouble with Coach Coop's interview earlier, so hopefully that's not the case this time. We're going to get him back on, too. You'll meet him at the Committed to the Craft Conference, man. So that's kind of all love right there. So tell me, yep. I know we have a short amount of time, but how did you get to the training game after you played overseas, played professionally?
Well, for me, it kind of happened not by choice. It kind of was just placed into my life. I had kids and parents that were constantly asking me while I was playing. But then when I got injured and I wasn't able to play anymore, I just decided to give it a chance. And I actually enjoyed it and got a lot more benefit from this side of it and more love from this side, more passion than I got as a player. Like, it's just the impact that you have on people and just being able to direct these young people in the right direction. So I'm enjoying it.
How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing this 5 years now. 5 years now.
How do you have these connections with these elite women players? I know you do with men as well, but I recently saw the Elite Clinic coming up.
Yeah,
how do you forge these relationships?
I mean,
and who's coming? Who's coming also, by the way, like, just so people know what I'm talking about. Who's coming and how did you meet them?
So we just put on this Elite Clinic. We've got Delaya Daniels, McDonald's All-American, Megan Huff, she was in the league. Just all these different people that we wanted to bring on. And I'm just, you know, like you said, I work with men and women, but just approaching the women's game and just trying to make an impact in that as much as possible. Because, as you know, the women's game is just continuing to evolve. And Megan, you know, we went to high school at the same time, so I've known Megan a long time. Delaya is like a little sister to me. So, I mean, just being around the game and being in the Seattle area, I mean, you just get to know people along the way. So, I mean, I'm blessed that they are a part of it and just looking forward to seeing that the impact it has on these young girls.
For sure, man. You're making a trip to get down to Kentucky. What makes the Committed to the Craft Conference so worth going to for you, being so far away?
Well, just getting into this game, like 5 years ago, coaching and stuff. I've always loved Phil's work, Phil Handy. I love Rob's work. I've seen Gannon Baker's stuff for a long time. So just being able to learn, and I just want to be a sponge. Like, I'm not even, you know, I just want to be a sponge. Like, I think the best thing that we can do as coaches is learn from each other, because it's like we don't know everything, and it's just having an ego that, you know, we can learn from each other. We can be a sponge. I can learn from Phil. I can learn from Rob. I can learn from Gannon. I can learn from you. I can learn from anybody that's showing up there. So I'm just going there to be a sponge and just learn as much as possible, you know, meet some great people and just go from there.
I like it, man, because the Coach Cooper was talking about it earlier. Like, he approaches it as if he were the player still and what he would do to enhance his game. So it's like, obviously, if you play high-level basketball, you play professionally for you too, if it's something I would do for myself, I'm going to also make sure it's great for you too. So, man, I'm interested in learning from you guys as well. And is there anything in particular that you're looking for when you come down there, aside from the connections? Any specific thing about the training business that you want to learn and take back to Seattle and implement?
I mean, there's a lot of areas that I think that, I mean, it's everybody can always work on and improve. I'm working on the social media aspect of it now. I've always been terrible with social media. As you can tell, I can't even get on a live with you, but I've always been bad with the social media, but just trying to continue to learn and just hearing guys like Phil, guys like Gannon, like hearing them say that they do it from a passion standpoint, I love that perspective, because as you know, there's so many people that are in this that are doing this for money, that are doing this for the clout, that are doing this for all the attention you get. like, I just love basketball. Like, that's the reason why I do this, the reason why I started this. All the other stuff is all just extra. I just love basketball. I just want to help people. That's the only reason why I'm doing this. All that stuff is a byproduct. But you see a lot of people that are doing this now that are in this for just whatever kind of reason. Like, every public gym you go to now, there's 10 people that want to train kids that have never touched a basketball, that have never made a team in their life. And I'm saying, like, do you have to play to be a great coach? No, but it's just, that's the way the stuff is gone now. And it's in this area for sure. I mean, there's 1,000 people trying to train people. So, I mean, it's just, as long as you're in it for passion and you're actually trying to help kids, I think that's great. So that's what I'm looking to get out of it. And just hearing them say that, it's just great to hear.
What is the elite camp question that was asked? That's a powerful answer right there too, by the way.
Yeah. You said, when is the elite camp?
Yes.
So we're doing multiple dates. So we're going to go June 15th, June 22nd, June 29th, July 6th, July 20th, and July 27th. So we're having separate elite clinics. Each day I'm going to have new people coming through. I'm going to have new women coming through as a surprise just to come talk and just spread the message and trying to help these kids get school taken care of, just learning a whole bunch of stuff. So I just want them to have this unique experience and just learn from, you know, I'm not a female. So, I mean, there's certain things of value that I can't give them. Like, they'll listen to me. But if they hear it from, you know, somebody in the WNBA, somebody in NCAA, it hits them different. So that's the whole point of it. And I'm just looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Hey, man, I appreciate your time. And we got to get back on an actual podcast or another live session whenever you have time.
Absolutely.
Because obviously a lot of people align with what you're saying, man. So I appreciate you. I appreciate the questions here, Coach Coop, and everyone else who interacted. So, Coach Martin, man, I'll talk to you pretty soon here.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, my man. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. See you again.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.